USA Today came out with a list of the best Christmas movies of all time.
Already? It's not even Thanksgiving yet. We're talking about Christmas movies?
I know, you gotta start watching Christmas movies. So, I don't agree with this list at all.
I never agree with lists.
No, this is a bad list. I don't even know why some of these movies are even on there. Number 19 is Home Alone.
So you don't want that movie on the list, or you think it should be higher?
I think it should be higher.
Oh, like, okay.
Like
yes,
number,
I agree.
Number 18 is The Ice Harvest. I didn't even know what that is.
Oh.
It's a Randy Quaid movie.
Randy Quaid? Who's looking for Randy Quaid?
Number 17, The Bishop's Wife from 1947.
I don't know what that is either.
Okay. Number 16, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Okay, that should be higher.
That's my nickname for you.
Nightmare Before Christmas. Number 15, not a Christmas movie, Lethal Weapon.
Which one? Lethal Weapon 1 or 2?
1. Because there's a shootout in a Christmas tree lot, so they call it a Christmas movie.
This badge ain't real. You ain't real.
Oh, you sure are a crazy son of a bitch.
You think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
Are you calling me crazy? You think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see crazy? I'll tell you. Now, that's a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real gun.
All right, hang on a second. So does Lethal Weapon meet the standards of a Christmas movie? Does it actually, you know, it has to, okay, so does it have a message of selfless devotion to duty and family togetherness?
No.
And in the end, you know, we appreciate each other more and we love each other more and we give gifts and that kind of, you know, is there that Christmas good feeling at the end of it? No, I don't think there is.
I don't think many people should die in a movie to be a Christmas movie. I don't think anybody should die.
Right.
In the movie.
I mean, yeah, Riggs is not the jolliest cop on the LAPD.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, so you don't think of him and think, wow, Christmassy. how happy and joyous.
Number 13, White Christmas from 1954, I guess.
Okay, that's sort of a classic, and it has the word Christmas in the title. I've never seen it, but I think a lot of people love it.
Snow, snow,
snow,
snow,
snow.
It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow.
Number 12, not a Christmas movie, Gremlins.
Doesn't he get a gremlin for Christmas?
That's not a Christmas movie.
What?
Mogwai. I don't know, some Chinese word. I just call him Gizmo.
Yeah, that makes it a Christmas movie.
Number 11, the movie from 1940, The Shop Around the Corner, which I don't even know what that is.
What is it with all these old movies that, like, your grandma watches?
It's USA Today. Number 10 should be number 1, A Christmas Story.
Horrified, I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder Cub in action 200 Wayne's Ball air rifle.
No. Shoot your eye out.
That should be number 1.
That should be number 1, but it's
again,
number 10.
In the title, A Christmas Story.
okay, if you're going to run a movie nonstop from Christmas Eve to all the way through Christmas Day, it's a Christmas movie. They say it's number 10. Number 9 from 1951, A Christmas Carol.
Okay, more like, it's just so weird. They have all these old school movies. Like, who is this appealing to?
It's USA Today. Number 8 from the best Christmas movies of all time. Number 8 from 1960, The Apartment.
Okay, I have seen The Apartment. It is not a Christmas movie at all. Like, Lethal Weapon is more of a Christmas movie than The Apartment.
Number 7, we fight about this every year, Die Hard. Not a Christmas movie.
Of course it's a Christmas movie.
Okay, we can fight about this all day long.
You are most troublesome.
For a security guard.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess.
Would you like to go for double jeopardy where the scores can really change?
Number 6 should be number 2, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Is your house on fire, Clark?
No, Bethany, those are Christmas lights.
Don't throw me down, Clark.
I'll try not to, Aunt Bethany.
Yeah, okay, I give you a yes on that.
Number 5, Miracle on 34th Street from 1947.
Ugh, boring. Okay.
Number 4, not a Christmas movie, Love Actually.
Is Natalie here?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
This is
my mum and my dad and my Uncle Tony and my Auntie Glyn.
Hi. Very nice to meet you.
And this is the Prime Minister.
Oh, that is considered a Christmas movie. Yeah, because everything that happens during Christmas, around the tree. Listen, your criteria for Christmas movie is different than mine. The idea of a Christmas movie, not only does it take place during like Christmas, New Year's, that time of year, but there has to be like somebody has to, their personality has to change and they have to become more loving and somebody has to be forgiven and you know, all those criteria, I think, fall into Love Actually, for sure.
No, Santa has to be in the movie to be a Christmas movie. I disagree with you on all fronts.
Are you kidding? No, they show up with Santa hats and they give gifts. And yeah, no, it's definitely a Christmas movie.
Number three should be number one also. Elf.
Here I am. Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
He'll be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Elf. That is my favorite Christmas movie.
Number two should be number one. It's a Wonderful Life.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building alone!
Okay.
Another movie they run nonstop during Christmas.
Nonstop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one is what?
The Grinch.
No.
No?
Number one from 1988, Scrooged.
Oh my gosh. Does that suck?
I mean, that is a Christmas movie, but like, where's the Santa Claus?
Santa Claus is in Scrooged. He has a part in the TV show.
The movie The Santa Claus.
Oh, I don't know.
That's not, you know, you didn't mention that.
Yeah, number one, Scrooged from 1988. No, it doesn't beat Elf. It doesn't beat It's a Wonderful Life. It doesn't beat A Christmas Vacation. It doesn't beat, I don't even think it beats Die Hard. mean, it definitely doesn't beat A Christmas Story.
Jingle All the Way, they didn't mention.
No, that's not. That's a horrible movie.
Christmas with the Cranks.
It's a horrible movie.
Nobody mentioned that.
No, a horrible movie.
Excuse me. What about Bad Santa? That is the greatest movie ever.
Are you saying there's something wrong with my gear? Is that what you're saying to me?
I'm sorry, your gear?
Willie.
My f- stick.
Hey, Willie, take a seat. You know how your blood sugar is.
He's not going to say f- stick in front of the children, is he?
No. It's a joke. An adult joke.
It's got Santa in it.
See? It's in the title.
It's got a couple of Santas in it, actually.
Yeah, Bad Santa. And I'm sorry, but where's Mean Girls on the list?
Mean Girls is not a Christmas movie.
It is. It's got lots of Santas, actually.
What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is the swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
Huge Christmas movie.